Meanwhile, five more babies passed away overnight, bringing Samoa's death toll from the measles epidemic to 60. And whilst the country's immunisation rates have been high, have never been high, a reluctance to get vaccinated has been blamed on an incident last year when two babies died after they were administered botched MMR vaccines. Two nurses pleaded guilty to negligence causing manslaughter after one mixed vaccine powder with expired muscle relaxant anaesthetic instead of water. The concoction stopped the baby's hearts within minutes. Both nurses were jailed this year for 5 years. The two sets of parents are now suing the Ministry of Health. One family is demanding 10 million tala in compensation. That's just under 6 million New Zealand dollars. Today they spoke to Alex Perrottet and Logan Church through translators about their loss and their fight for justice.
Marietta and Samuelu Tuesuesue from Sastina village on Savai couldn't have kids. They prayed and fasted for 7 years, and then suddenly they were blessed with little Lana Kalista, a special treasure of a child. They took the one-year-old for her routine MMR vaccination in July last year when it all went horribly wrong.
They walked away from the hospital, waiting for the pastor to go home. But suddenly she saw the daughter. There's a change, having that change. Started to stare and, you know, had fits. So that's why she rushed back to the hospital and told the nurse, "What's happened to my daughter?" And still doing that, yeah, she was trying to shake her, but there's no response. Yes, and she died.
Samuelu, I want to ask you a question about how you felt afterwards and what you did and what your life was like in the days and weeks following.
When he heard that sad news, she wanted to die at the same time with the daughter. And also he has that feeling, wanting to commit suicide.
You've prayed for so long for this baby. How did you feel that day when you realised that nothing more could be done?
So painful to have that feeling. All the positive feelings that are all gone.
As soon as Lana Kalista died, couples lining up became scared. Buni Puau and Siu Timua from Safotu got up to leave. They had the youngest of their six boys with them, healthy Lameko Opa Siu. But they say their one-year-old was immunised against their wishes.
Immediately after the first baby died, the nurse came and told me that my son's the next, but I totally refused. But I told the nurse that no, that I've seen the other baby die, but the nurse came up with an excuse and said that no, it's okay, that other first baby was a sick baby. She wanted to take her baby home.
And then what happened? What happened next?
The baby was shaking and turned yellowish, even the eyes, the whole face. But it wasn't long. It wasn't for long.
And then what did you do?
So she ran back. She screamed and ran back to inside the hospital, and they tried to bring him back, but he was gone.
What do you think the Ministry of Health should have done?
He feels that the Ministry of Health should be accountable for what happened to the children. Their children were quite healthy, very healthy, and he held the Ministry of Health responsible for what happened.
You are taking on a big claim against the most powerful organisation in the country. Are you afraid about being on the wrong side of the government? Are you afraid at all, or are you worried about how they will react?
They're not afraid. It's just that they're taking this big leap of faith so that they might be able to find peace within themselves.
Puni Pawau has since had a stroke. She can't move her right arm and leg and her left eye. The couples are suing not for the money, which they say will never replace their children. They just want justice and accountability. And like so many other Samoans, they blame the current crisis on the health ministry's prolonged suspension of vaccinations. They are not well off, but lawyers and others are rallying behind them to help. And once this crisis is over, there may be many, many more families filing similar actions in court. But despite everything that happened to them and their babies, they have taken the brave decision to send this message to the country ahead of tomorrow's mass door-to-door vaccination drive. What do you tell other parents in the country today who are still afraid of taking their children to get immunised, justifiably afraid because of what happened to your child? What is your message to them?
They really want to encourage parents because of this crisis to take the babies, take their children to continue their immunization for the measles, because the problem was the fault of the nurses.
And that was the two sets of parents of two babies who passed away last July in Samoa after their babies were given botched MMR vaccines. And we'll hear more from Alex and Logan in Samoa after 6 o'clock tonight as the country prepares for a total shutdown tomorrow.